Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. We're going to be jumping into the world of the circular economy today.
Okay.
Specifically, how it's changing transportation as we know it.
Sounds good.
For this deep dive, we've got a whole bunch of interviews from the Circle2 project.
Cool.
They talk to a really interesting mix of people.
Like who?
Entrepreneurs, city planners, and even some big names in the transportation industry from all across Europe.
Wow, so we're getting a pretty diverse range of perspectives then.
Exactly. And I think you'll be surprised by some of the innovative solutions that they're coming up with.
I'm excited to hear about them.
Well, then let's dive right in. I think one of those fascinating things about this whole topic is that it affects literally everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
We all rely on transportation in some way.
True, true.
And the old way of doing things, you know, the take, make, dispose model, it's just not sustainable anymore.
Definitely not.
It makes you think, right? Like, how can we possibly make transportation both efficient and responsible?
Yeah, that's a big question.
And that's what's so cool about the circular economy.
What is it?
It's all about completely rethinking how we use resources.
Okay, I like that.
It's about closing the loop, as they say, minimizing waste, and figuring out how to make things last as long as possible.
That makes sense.
And what's really cool is that we're starting to see some seriously creative ideas popping up in the transportation world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, for example, let's take a look at how two cities in Lithuania are tackling public transportation.
Okay.
They're taking two very different approaches, but they both have the same goal.
What's that?
To make transportation greener and easier for everyone to use.
I like it.
So first up, we have Lazdija.
Lazdija.
Yeah, it's a rural area, and the population is pretty spread out. So they've set up an on-demand electric shuttle service.
An electric shuttle service? That's cool.
And get this, it's modeled after ride-hailing apps like Bolt.
Oh, wow. So you just book a ride through an app?
Yeah, you can use an app, a website, or even just call a center.
That's really convenient.
I know, right? I was super impressed when I heard about it.
Yeah, it seems like a really smart solution, especially for a rural area where it can be hard to get around.
Totally. But what about in a more urban setting? Like, would a similar system work in a busy city?
That's a good question.
Well, it turns out that Klaipėda.
Where's that?
It's another city in Lithuania. It's a busy port city, actually. And they are doing something similar, but with a high-tech twist.
Interesting. What are they doing?
They're using AI, you know, artificial intelligence.
Okay.
And big data to make their bus routes super efficient.
What do you mean by efficient?
So it's like the bus routes are constantly being adjusted based on what's happening in the city in real time.
Like traffic and stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it cuts down on congestion and it helps to lower emissions.
That's amazing. It seems like that would require some pretty sophisticated technology.
Oh, it definitely does. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, they have an e-ticketing system that works across all kinds of transportation.
Like what?
Buses, ferries, even the Lithuanian railways.
Wow. So you can use the same ticket for everything.
Yep. Makes it super easy to transfer between different modes of transport.
That's really smart. They're thinking about the whole system.
Yeah, they're really trying to make things seamless and sustainable.
Yeah.
All right, let's shift gears a bit now.
Okay.
Let's talk about the vehicles themselves and specifically how we power them.
Right, because even with efficient systems, we still need to think about the fuel source.
Exactly. We can't just rely on fossil fuels forever.
Nope.
And that's where electric vehicles come in.
EVs. Everyone's talking about them.
But of course, there's that big question of charging infrastructure.
Right. Where do you charge them all?
But the good news is that there's a lot of progress happening in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Both with the technology itself and the availability of charging stations.
That's good to hear.
And some companies are coming up with some really wild innovations in the field of fast charging.
Like what?
Well, there's this Swiss engineering company called Clean City.
Clean.
And they've actually figured out how to produce DC electricity directly from hydrogen.
Wait, directly from hydrogen?
Yep. Pretty mind-blowing, right?
How does that even work?
I know, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Basically, they've created this system that completely bypasses the need for those traditional grid-dependent charging stations.
Oh!
And the best part is that the hydrogen they use can be produced from renewable sources.
So like wind or solar.
Exactly. Or even from waste materials, which is even cooler.
So it's like a double win for sustainability.
Exactly. They're not just making vehicles cleaner, they're also finding ways to make the energy itself more sustainable.
That's incredible. I wonder if they're looking for any new engineers.
Well, actually, their COO, Alberto Caetani, has said that this energy revolution is just as big as the industrial and digital revolutions.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Right, and it's such a hopeful message, especially for young people who are interested in this field.
Yeah, it shows that there's a real future in sustainable technology.
Totally. But it's not just about high-tech solutions and big companies.
What else is there?
We're also seeing some awesome examples of circularity in more traditional industries like agriculture.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Okay, so there's this company in Turkey called Yarman International.
Okay.
And they're doing some really cool things when it comes to exporting fresh fruits and vegetables.
Like what?
Well, their whole business model is built around minimizing waste and keeping the produce as fresh as possible.
That's a good idea.
So they source everything locally. They use special refrigerated and ventilated trucks for transportation.
Okay.
And they use all these fancy cooling technologies to keep the produce from spoiling.
Makes sense, especially if they're exporting it.
Right. I mean, it's a tough challenge to keep produce fresh over long distances, but they're doing a great job.
Yeah, sounds like they've thought of everything.
And they're not keeping all their secrets to themselves either.
What do you mean?
They're actually working with other companies in the region.
Oh, cool.
Sharing their knowledge and encouraging them to adopt similar sustainable practices.
Yes.
It's like they're creating this ripple effect of positive change throughout the whole industry.
I love that.
It really shows that collaboration and knowledge sharing are key to making the circular economy work.
I agree completely. So what's next on our journey?
Well, how about we talk about something that's been generating a lot of buzz lately? Electric vehicles.
EVs. Okay, let's do it.
Are they really the answer to all of our transportation problems?
That's the big question, isn't it?
And luckily, we get to hear some insights from someone who's right in the thick of it.
Who's that?
Her name is Dragana Atanakovic, and she's a sales manager at a major car retailer in Slovenia.
Slovenia. Cool.
And she gives us a really interesting perspective on the benefits of EVs, both for individual drivers and for the planet as a whole.
I'm all ears.
So first off, she points out that EVs have zero tailpipe emissions.
Right. That's the big one.
Which is obviously huge when it comes to air quality.
Definitely.
But that's not all. Yeah. They're also incredibly energy efficient.
Oh, yeah. More than gas cars.
Way more. And they're much quieter, too.
Well, that's nice.
No more noisy engines. And you know what else?
What?
They require less maintenance.
Oh, really? That's a bonus.
I know, right? It's like they're designed to be less of a hassle.
So they're good for the environment and good for your wallet.
Exactly. And did you know that electric vehicles have this cool thing called regenerative braking?
Regenerative braking.
Yeah, so basically when you brake, the car captures some of the energy that would normally be lost.
Oh, that's smart.
I know, right? It's like free energy.
And what happens to that energy?
Well, it gets used to recharge the battery.
So it's even more efficient than we thought.
Exactly. But what about the range anxiety? You know, that fear of running out of charge before you reach your destination?
Yeah, I've heard people talk about that.
I think it's a valid concern. But the good news is that the range of EVs has been improving drastically.
So you can go farther on a single charge.
Yep. And with more and more charging stations popping up, that whole range anxiety thing is becoming less of an issue.
That makes sense.
But, okay, so let's say electric cars are the future.
Mm-hmm.
What about car sharing?
Oh, that's a good one. Where does that fit into the circular economy?
It's all about using resources more efficiently, right?
Makes sense.
And there are some super innovative car sharing models popping up all over the place, especially in cities.
I've definitely seen more of that.
We got to chat with Pablo Campos Anso.
Who's that?
He's the founder and CEO of Guppy, this all-electric car-sharing platform in Spain.
Spain, nice.
Yeah, they operate in a few different cities there. And he has this awesome vision for urban mobility.
What's his vision?
He wants to make getting around cities not only sustainable, but also convenient and affordable.
Those are some good goals.
And what's really cool is that he's not just focused on the cars themselves. He's thinking about the whole life cycle of the batteries.
The battery.
Yeah, like what happens to them when they're no longer good enough for the cars.
Right. They usually just end up in a landfill, don't they?
Well, Pablo's got a better idea. He wants to use those old EV batteries in stationary energy storage systems.
Oh, wow. Like giant power banks.
Exactly. They can be used to store energy from renewable sources.
That's brilliant. It's like giving them a second life.
It's a perfect example of circularity in action. Taking something that would normally be waste and finding a new purpose for it.
I love that. It's so smart.
But what about the charging infrastructure for all those shared electric cars?
Yeah, that's a good point. It seems like that could be a logistical nightmare.
I know, but Pablo's pretty optimistic about it.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Well, he pointed out that the growth in electric vehicles is happening alongside the expansion of charging infrastructure.
So they're kind of feeding off each other.
Exactly. As more people switch to EVs, there's more incentive to build more charging stations.
That makes sense. It's all connected.
It is. Okay, so we've talked about public transport, electric vehicles, car sharing.
What else is there?
How about logistics?
Well, logistics, that's a big one.
I know, right? And it's often overlooked when we talk about sustainability.
Yeah, but it's a crucial part of our economy.
Absolutely. And there's a huge potential for the circular economy to make a real difference in the world of logistics.
I'm curious to see how.
So to really understand the potential here, we need to look at companies that are taking a holistic approach.
What does that mean?
It means they're considering the entire life cycle of their operations from start to finish.
Got it. So like cradle to cradle.
Exactly. And one company that's doing a really impressive job of this is Malcolm Group.
Malcolm Group? I don't think I've heard of them.
They're a Scottish transport and logistics company.
Okay.
And get this, they've been around for over 90 years.
Wow, 90 years. They must have seen it all.
They've definitely seen a lot of changes in the industry, and they've adapted every step of the way.
I bet.
And what's really interesting about Malcolm Group is that they're not just focused on transport and logistics. They're also involved in construction.
Construction.
Waste transport, yeah. And vehicle maintenance.
So they're like a one-stop shop for all things transportation.
Pretty much. They're thinking about the entire ecosystem of their operations.
That's smart.
From the materials they use to the waste they generate.
It's like a closed loop system.
Exactly. And they're not just talking about sustainability. They're actually putting it into practice with some really innovative solutions.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so for one thing, they've been pioneers in the use of something called longer semi-trailers, or LSTs.
LSTs? What are those?
Basically, they're trailers that are longer than the traditional ones.
Okay, and what's the benefit of that?
Well, it means they can carry more goods in a single trip.
Oh, I see. So fewer trips overall.
Yep, which means less fuel consumption and lower emissions.
That's brilliant. It seems like such a simple solution.
Right, but it can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. What other clever ideas have they come up with?
Well, they've also implemented this really smart approach to reverse logistics.
Reverse logistics.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
I don't think so.
Okay, so basically it means making sure that their trucks don't come back empty after making a delivery.
Oh, that makes sense. So they're always carrying something.
Right. So they use these special trailers with walk-in floors.
Walk-in floors.
Yeah, so they can transport goods one way and then pick up other goods for the return trip.
Wow, that's so efficient.
It's brilliant. It minimizes those empty runs and maximizes the use of their vehicles.
They've really thought of everything. It's like turning a problem into an opportunity.
And it highlights how circularity is not just about being environmentally responsible, but also about being smart and efficient with your operations.
I love that. It's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. Why waste resources when you can find creative ways to use them more effectively?
It just makes good sense.
And that's what's so exciting about this whole exploration of the circular economy and transportation.
It really is fascinating.
We're seeing all these amazing solutions that are good for the planet and good for business.
It's like the best of both worlds.
It really is. It's becoming clear that the circular economy is not just some passing trend.
What is it then?
It's a fundamental shift in the way we think about and design our systems.
I agree.
And this shift is happening all across the transportation sector.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah. From public transport to freight logistics, from vehicle manufacturing to energy generation.
It's like a whole new world is emerging.
It really is. And it's so exciting to see all these different pieces coming together.
Yeah, to create a more sustainable and resilient transportation system.
And it's a system that has the potential to benefit everyone, from individuals to businesses to the planet itself.
That's a great point.
So let's take a little pause here and reflect on what we've discovered so far.
Sounds good.
We've covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
We have. From Lithuania to Switzerland, Turkey to Scotland.
And we've seen some truly inspiring examples of innovation, collaboration, and this real commitment to building a circular future for transportation.
It's been an amazing journey so far.
But now I want to turn it over to you, our listener. What does all of this mean for you? How can you be a part of this movement?
Yeah, how can we bring these ideas into our own lives?
That's a great question, and it's something we're going to explore in more depth in the next part of our deep dive.
Can't wait.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our deep dive into the circular economy and transportation. I'm really excited to continue this conversation.
Me too.
You know, so far we've seen some amazing examples from all across Europe.
It's been pretty mind-blowing.
Like seriously inspiring stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to bring things a little closer to home.
What do you mean?
Well, how can we as individuals apply these principles in our own lives?
Right. Like, how can we actually make a difference?
Exactly. Because while those big initiatives are super impressive, the real power of the circular economy lies in its ability to be, like, implemented at every level.
I agree.
And that includes our daily lives.
So it's not just about waiting for governments or companies to change things.
Not at all. We can all be a part of this.
That's empowering.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it starts with making more conscious choices about how we get around.
Okay, like what?
Well, for starters, think about public transportation.
The bus.
Yeah, or the train, or the tram, or even just walking or biking more often.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Even small changes can add up, you know?
Totally. And I guess if you're in the market for a new car, maybe consider going electric.
Exactly. We learned from Dragana that EVs have so many advantages.
Right. Like zero emissions.
Lower fuel costs.
Quieter engines.
And they just keep getting better and better.
And what about car sharing?
Oh, that's another great option.
Less, especially in cities.
Right. It's a way to reduce your impact while still having access to a car when you need one.
And I love that Pablo is thinking about the whole life cycle of those EV batteries.
Me too. Repurposing them for energy storage it's a brilliant idea.
It's like closing the loop, right?
Exactly. And it's something we can all advocate for.
How do we do that?
By supporting businesses that are already embracing circular principles.
Makes sense.
Or encouraging our local governments to invest in more sustainable transportation infrastructure.
Okay, I like that.
But for now, let's take a step back and revisit some of the cool innovations we've learned about so far.
Sounds good.
Let's start with that on-demand electric shuttle service in Lazdijai, Lithuania.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
It's a perfect example of how technology can help to connect people in areas where traditional public transport just isn't feasible.
And it's electric, so it's good for the environment, too.
Win-win. And then there's Klaipėda, that busy port city also in Lithuania.
Yeah, they're doing some amazing things with AI and big data.
I know. It's incredible how they're optimizing those bus routes in real time.
It's like the city is constantly learning and adapting.
Right. And it's all about reducing congestion and emissions.
It's like the future of urban mobility.
It really is. Okay, now let's jump over to Switzerland, where Clean City is revolutionizing fast charging with hydrogen power.
I'm still amazed by that technology.
Me too. It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
I know. Producing DC electricity directly from hydrogen and using waste materials to create the hydrogen, it's genius.
It's like they've cracked the code for sustainable energy.
And then there's Mahmut Yarman in Turkey with his circular approach to agriculture and logistics.
He's a true visionary.
I was so impressed by his commitment to minimizing waste and keeping that produce fresh.
It's like he's redefining what's possible in that industry.
And he's not afraid to share his knowledge with others.
Which is so important.
Collaboration is key.
It is. And speaking of collaboration, let's not forget Malcolm Group in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, the company that does it all.
They've got that holistic approach down pat.
Their work with those longer trailers is so smart.
It's such a simple idea, but it makes a big difference.
And that reverse logistics strategy is genius.
I know. They're always thinking two steps ahead.
It's really inspiring to see all these companies taking the circular economy seriously.
It gives me hope for the future.
Me too. And it shows that this isn't just some niche concept.
It's a movement.
A global movement.
And it's gaining momentum.
But it's not just about companies.
Right? Absolutely not. It's about all of us.
Individuals have a role to play too.
A huge role. We can choose to support sustainable businesses. We can advocate for better public transportation.
And we can make more conscious choices in our own lives.
Like walking, biking, carpooling, taking the bus.
Yeah, even small things can make a difference.
And that's what's so empowering about this whole conversation.
It's not about being perfect. It's about progress.
Exactly. Every step we take, no matter how small, moves us closer to a more sustainable and regenerative future.
I like that, regenerative.
It's about going beyond just reducing our impact.
It's about actively contributing to a healthier planet.
Yes. And I think that's a perfect segue into our next topic.
What's that?
The concept of regenerative transportation.
Okay, tell me more.
It's this idea that we can actually design transportation systems that not only minimize harm, but also actively restore and regenerate the environment.
Wow, that's a big idea.
It is. But it's not as far-fetched as it might sound.
So how would that work in practice?
Well, imagine using bio-based materials in vehicle construction.
Bio-based?
Yeah, materials that are renewable and biodegradable.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or think about integrating green infrastructure into our transportation networks.
Like what?
Green roofs on bus stops, highways lined with trees.
I can picture it.
It's about creating systems that are in harmony with nature.
I love that idea. So it's about more than just getting from point A to point B.
It's about enhancing our communities and the environment at the same time.
It's like transportation with a purpose.
Exactly. And while regenerative transportation is still a relatively new concept,
I bet there's a lot of potential there.
oh, there definitely is. And I think it's a concept that's going to become increasingly important as we move towards a more sustainable future.
So what can we do to support this?
Well, we can start by spreading the word.
Telling people about it.
Yep. And by supporting research and development in this area.
Okay, makes sense.
And you know what else? We can use our imaginations. Think about what regenerative transportation could look like in your own community.
That's a fun challenge.
It is. And who knows, maybe you'll come up with the next big breakthrough.
I'm ready to brainstorm.
Me too. You know, it's amazing to think back on everything we've explored in this deep dive.
It's been quite a journey.
We've traveled all over Europe, virtually, of course.
From those quiet towns in Lithuania to the busy streets of Spain.
And we've seen how the circular economy is changing transportation in so many different ways.
It's like a whole new world is opening up.
And one thing that's really struck me is just how many different approaches there are.
Yeah, there's no one right answer.
From high-tech solutions like AI-powered bus routes and hydrogen charging stations.
To simpler but equally effective strategies like those longer semi-trailers.
And we can't forget about the amazing people who are driving this change.
The innovators and the visionaries.
Like Mahmut Yarman, with his passion for sustainable agriculture.
And Pablo Campos-Anso, who's making electric car sharing a reality.
And the team at Clean City, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with hydrogen.
They're all showing us that a circular future for transportation is within reach.
It's not just a dream, it's happening right now.
And the best part is that we can all be a part of it.
Even in small ways.
Exactly. Every little bit counts.
Every time you choose to walk or bike instead of drive,
Every time you support a business that's committed to sustainability,
you're making a difference.
it all adds up.
And remember, it's not about being perfect.
It's about making progress.
It's about taking those small steps and constantly learning and growing.
And supporting each other along the way.
Exactly. Because this is a journey we're all on together.
Towards a more sustainable future.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a few things to think about.
Sounds good.
First of all, how can you embrace circularity in your own life?
Yeah, what changes can you make, big or small?
What choices can you make that will help to create a more sustainable transportation system?
It's a question worth asking ourselves.
It is. And secondly, remember that the future is not set in stone.
We have the power to shape it.
We can create a world where transportation is not just efficient, but also equitable and regenerative.
Where it benefits everyone and the planet.
So let's keep exploring these ideas.
Let's keep innovating and collaborating.
And let's keep moving forward together towards a brighter future for transportation.
I'm excited to see what we can accomplish.
Me too. And with that, I think it's time to bring our deep dive to a close.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Likewise.
And to all of you listening, thanks for joining us on this journey.
Keep those wheels turning.
And keep thinking circular.